They say morning routines are key, and they couldn't be any more right. Use this key to unlock your full potential. Hi, I'm Byron Pringle, and I'm a professional morning routine coach. Your potential is like that lock. Using your morning routine as the key to unlock your success is something every entrepreneur or successful individual strive to do. If you don't have a morning routine, or if you have an existing morning routine that fails you, or if you don't feel like you're hitting your goals, don't worry. I've created a free Facebook group with like-minded individuals like yourself that are developing their morning routine, challenging their mindset, and yes, most importantly, getting more stuff done to make more money. If you are interested in leveling up your morning routine, click on the link in the show notes and sign up for our free Facebook group. So, what are you waiting for? It's already 10 a.m. and the morning is about over with. Sign up today and start making your morning routine work for you. We'll see you in the morning. Christopher Germer once said, "Self-compassion is simply giving the same kindness to ourselves that we give to others." In today's society, it is so easy to get caught up with the high pressures of life. Rather, if it is meeting the demands of our stressful jobs, providing for our families, or just simply getting caught up with social media, it is easy to get caught up in taking care of others and not thinking about our own self-care. Well, on this week's episode, Kristen and I will be diving into what practical self-care looks like and ways you can go ahead and start implementing some of these outstanding practical self-care tips into your life today. Trust me, you won't want to miss this week's episode. So go ahead and grab a pen and a sheet of paper, and let's go ahead and cue the introduction. Good morning, my wonderful and most talented listenership. Welcome to session 39 of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, my name is Byron Pringle, and I'll be your podcast host and morning routine coach here to help you create the lifestyle you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, and most importantly, working towards a future filled with possibilities. Today, as you guys may know, I am joined once again with my lovely, lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hey everyone, excited to be back.
Yes, we are very excited because we are talking about self-care routines. So right now we're going to start a new mini series about everything self-care that's going to set you up for possibilities.
Oh, I need some self-care because these allergies are killing me.
Oh, they're the worst right now.
Everything's beautiful right now. Like, it's gorgeous. I love driving and seeing. Well, in Kentucky, I mean, at least there's everything is blooming in Kentucky right now. So it's gorgeous. And a lot of people are actually planting gardens. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lovely, wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an excellent segue into our mini series that we're starting right now. So to give you guys a heads up, we're going to have 7 segments in this mini series. In our first segment, we're going to talk about practical self-care and how preparing yourself, setting yourself up for success, is actually a part of self-care routine itself.
We're basically talking about watering your own garden.
Exactly. So if you want to live that lifestyle of success and have a reward, you need to invest back into yourself and just mentally prepare yourself for the day ahead of you.
I feel like we're always taking care of other people, whether it's your children, your coworkers, your family, your friends, whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like me personally, you know, I'm always willing to put everybody else's needs above mine. Mm-hmm. And so I neglect myself quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree completely, because there's a lot of times, you know, I neglect myself and I want to take care. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know, as a, you know, a loving, caring human, you want to take care of your family. You want to take care of your parents. You want to take care of your friends. You know, you want to take care of others. And that's an incredible attribute to have. But you cannot neglect yourself on taking care of what you should be taking care of. So today we are going to look at practical self-care. So we're going to break this down in two episodes. Let's go ahead and dive in some elements of what can create good self-care practices. Let's go ahead and talk about the first item here, which a lot of people, recently Chris and I, we've been doing this quite a bit, but creating a grocery list.
Based on the meals you're planning.
Yeah, absolutely. So my advice, when you create a grocery list, I would create a grocery list on a Sunday evening. So this way, or Sunday afternoon, I'm sorry, and then go to the store Sunday evening to pick up your items. So you'll have everything set up for you through the week. And same way with like meal prepping and such, you know, just so that's one less thing you need to worry about going into the day.
So what is the definition of self-care? Like, what is it exactly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So self-care, to me, these are tasks you complete that fulfill the core aspects of your life in order to prevent future stressful situations.
Well, grocery list making and grocery shopping is definitely a high stressor for me.
Yeah.
Like when I'm in school, you know, I can't go out to lunch. Mm-hmm. I have to bring my lunch. I actually bring my breakfast and lunch to school with me because I can't go anywhere. Well, grocery list and going to the store and meal planning is like a huge, huge part of that. Because if I don't do those things, I am scrambling, trying to figure out what I can eat throughout the day to give me energy. And on days that I don't participate in that self-care act, I'm struggling. Yeah. You know, I'm going to see a bunch of like random like string cheese and random like maybe a piece of fruit, yeah, and an Uncrustable.
Uncrustable, yes.
Like nothing that's really something I need, but I'm just kind of struggling. So that is an act of self-care, is to go to the grocery, make your list to make sure that you are set up for the week.
You know, and especially when you're meal prepping, you're planning out your week. So I've been guilty of this, and I'm going to share it, and I know everybody else, you guys are probably thinking the same thing. Yes, we are as well. But when you get caught up in your day, the last thing you want to do is to figure out what you want to eat.
Oh, it's the worst.
So what do? You go to drive-thru.
Yep.
You know, McDonald's, Burger King, or wherever.
Order pizza.
And it's just not very healthy. It's not very, you know, there's no nutrition in that.
Bad for your bank account.
Absolutely. So if, say, for example, Sunday, we sit down and we figure out our meals. And I'm not saying that you can't dedicate one night out of the week where you can't go out for supper, you know, say like a date night with your spouse. But, you know, say Monday, you come home from work, you already have your meal laid out and it's already planned. So that takes away that burden from you to figuring out, for one, what do I need to make? And two, do I have what I need at the house to make what I want?
It's one less thing to worry about, one less thing to stress you out.
Yeah. Let's talk about another stressful situation here that is absolutely 100% avoidable. Clutter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I don't know how many of you guys are neat freaks here, or, you know, because like for me, when I have a cluttered space, I cannot function. So decluttering your house and organizing and structuring it to make it work for you matters so much. So for an example, a part of my morning routine, I get my first 1,000 steps in by 5:45. I make this happen because I have my place organized. I know where my shoes are at. I know where my clothes are at. Everything's organized and it's all decluttered. So I can go exactly, bam, right here. These are my shoes. This is where I'm going to have my clothes. And, you know, I don't waste time in my morning on figuring out where things are at.
When you have to stop what you're doing to look for something that you need.
Yeah.
it's not good. And the thing is, like, you don't ever look for something you need a few days before. Right. You look for it right when you need it.
Exactly.
And so if your place is cluttered, if things are a mess and you don't know where things are, then that morning that you need it, mm-hmm. you are not only going to be putting yourself behind, but you're also going to be adding a lot of stress to yourself about, what if I don't find this?
Things come up, and the last thing you want to do is, you know, say, for example, here's a fine example. You wake up late and you're rushing to get ready for work and you lose your keys.
Yep.
Oh, I've been there, my friends. And, you know, since I've put into a morning routine and I've really just started reinvesting myself and, you know, taking these appropriate steps on helping maximize my efficiency each morning, you know, I don't really run into this issue. But in the past, you know, there's times I'd lose my keys 2 or 3 times out of the week. You know, and you're already running behind schedule. Now you're going through your junk drawer. You're going through your kitchen, your bedroom. And then, you know, you find it somewhere in your sofa somewhere, you know. So having a place designated for, you know, certain things like your keys, have a key holder next to your door. Designate spots. And if you need a label, you know, but have things in designated spots. Put those things in those designated spots so that if you need those things, you can go back to them.
And I think in this era of working from home mm-hmm. with the pandemic,
right,
it's more important than ever to declutter and organize your space.
Right.
Because you are spending so much time in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I honestly cannot stress this enough. And it's a great Sunday project too. Just pick a room in your house, declutter. If you have stuff that you need to get rid of, you can always donate at your local Goodwill. If you just need to get rid of it, you can even sell on Facebook Marketplace or wherever. Just get your place organized, decluttered, because when you have a cluttered space, it's gonna make things a little difficult for you to try to be more efficient.
It definitely clutters your mind, I think, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's harder for you to focus. Like, I get distracted.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to work and I notice all these little things out of place around my environment, I am distracted and I can't focus on my task.
Absolutely. So, yeah, even like with our podcasts here and my coaching business, like I have a station set up designated for, this is my workspace. Everything is where it needs to be. I have everything labeled. Everything's organized. So then when I'm ready for crunch time, I sit down and I go to work. I don't need to worry about where things are at or, you know, where the heck did I put this? You know, everything is where it needs to be at. It's right there. It's available. And I don't have to spend those precious moments in the morning just looking for things. Another item on our list that Kristen really wanted to point out here, our doctor appointments.
I think that an act of practical self-care is to keep your appointments, your doctor's appointments, dental, vision, all those things. And here's why I say this. If your child were sick, you would not hesitate to take them to the doctor.
Right.
Because their care and their health is your priority.
Absolutely.
But often when it comes to us, it's, we don't have time, I'll be okay, I'll figure it out. And, you know, a lot of times that scenario doesn't work out for people.
Right.
So if, you know, you're putting yourself off as a mother, for example, you put yourself off, your own self-care, your own doctor's appointments off. Well, months down the road, something serious happens. Maybe you missed your OBGYN appointment for 3 years in a row because it wasn't a priority for you. You find out later you have some cancer that could have been caught early.
Yeah.
And if you had taken that time to do some preventative treatment, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in. Of course, it's not always that dire.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, it's a matter of you've got a cold and the cold just, you know, you're like, it's a cold, I'll be okay. I've got to take care of the kids. I've got to take care of this or that. But it gets worse and you don't feel well. And so you keep pushing yourself, but you don't feel great. And so the other things that you do are not necessarily up to the caliber that you would want them to be mm-hmm. because you don't feel well.
I agree. And, you know, that's one thing, too. Like, going back from what I was saying in the beginning, like, we take care of, you know, of course, we take care of our friends, our family, and we tend to neglect ourselves. Mm-hmm. To your point, you know, I have a cold. I'll take some cold medicine, whatever, I'll get over it, but you're still not feeling well. So, but yet you're neglecting, you know, your care, your self-care. So it is important, especially when you're not, if I should say, when you're feeling well and you have been to the doctor, it's always a good idea to check in at least once every 6 months.
I mean, at least keep your yearly appointments.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at least do that much, you know, because then hopefully things don't get too out of control within a year's time.
For sure. That's the thing too. And I do want to point that out. You want to give those that are around you 100% of you. You want to give 100% of you to your children. You want to give 100% of you to your spouse. You want to give 100% to your coworkers and other family members, etc. But it's hard to deliver 100% of yourself to them, to the ones that love and appreciate you, when you are not up to par with your health.
Absolutely.
You know, again, like say if you have a phobia of going to the dentist, and there is nothing, and people are going to argue with me, and that's fine, but there is nothing more challenging than a toothache. There is nothing more painful than a toothache. Okay, and childbirth will overrank that. Okay, ladies. but I'm saying, like, tooth pain.
Careful.
Yeah. But tooth pain is extremely it's extremely hurtful. And it's like one of those things, like, you know, it's hard to give yourself you 100% when I can't be 100% myself.
I mean, you and I have both learned that this year over the past year, the hard way.
Yeah.
You know, I had an abscess in one of my teeth, and I had to end up having two teeth pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I did not practice practical self-care of keeping my dental appointments.
Yeah.
And I let everything go and to the point that I was in horrible pain. Whereas if I had kept my appointments over the past few years, I wouldn't have been in that position.
For sure. So absolutely. So if you haven't been to the doctor lately, make an appointment. If you haven't seen a dentist in a while, make an appointment. Even if you don't feel that you need one, just make an appointment. Take time, invest back into yourself, because in the long run, you owe it to yourself.
And you can't be there for others if you're not 100%.
For sure. Absolutely. Another item on the list here we want to cover briefly. Now, we just finished a mini series on finances, so I'm not going to go too far in depth, but it is also a very critical component in practical self-care. Money.
Yep.
Your finances. The thing that makes the world spin around, so they say. Budgeting your finances, understanding how much you make versus what goes out, because it helps balances your living costs. Making sure that you understand, again, how much you make, what's going out, and marking it off on a calendar and building a savings. It's so important to understand finances, because money is a huge critical component in our society.
And it's a huge stressor.
Yeah.
So if the whole point of self-care is to kind of prevent unnecessary stress for yourself, not having a good budget or money practices, and I can speak to this, I'm not excluding myself from this at all, it causes you tremendous amount of stress.
Exactly. So my advice is take a moment out of your Sunday afternoon or whenever, sit down with a piece of paper. It's very simple. You know, figure in what you made last month, because it gives you an idea of what you're going to be making every month. If you're not salaried, or if you are salaried, it's a lot easier to figure that out. And then jot down all your expenses. Jot down what your essential expenses are, your rent, your utilities, your car payment, that sort of stuff. And then your non-essentials, subscriptions, and that sort of stuff. Things that you could do without. And then figure in, you know, what you're going to set back in your savings. Because a lot of times, a lot of people get in trouble when unexpected expenses come up.
Yeah.
and you don't have any money back in your savings. So my recommendation is somewhere between 10 to 20% of your net income should be put back in your savings or put towards debt reduction of some sort.
And if you haven't listened to those episodes about finance, or like the last four episodes, I highly recommend those because he goes into a lot more depth about how to make sure that you're setting yourself up for financial success. And he has a, you know, a couple of guest speakers on there that are really experts in that field.
Yeah. If you want more advice, tune back into episode 37. I had a guest speaker. He is a financial professional that has worked in the banking industry for 15 plus years. Patrick Gavin is his name. And he answers some of those hard questions that, you know, a lot of times we just kind of swallow our pride and we just move on. But, you know, the questions that can help you better answer your struggles in your financial world. So definitely tune back to episode 37. And there's a few episodes prior that we talk about how money matters. So finally on our list, we want to talk about routines. It's like I've said in the past, and I'll say until the day I depart from this wonderful world, we are creatures of habit. We really are. Some of our habits are great. Some of our habits are not so great. And even when we have a routine that we think it's working for us, but it just has the direct opposite. So there are two parts in routines, and we will actually cover a little bit more in depth on next week's episode on these routines. But ideally, we want to outline there are two different types of routines we want to identify. We have our morning routine. Ta-da, that's where I come in play as a morning routine coach, and I can give you more direction on that. And then we also have, and a lot of times we overlook, a nightly routine. So you might be asking, you know, what are the differences between the, you know, besides the AM and the PM? But each routine has a critical components that can set you up for success. Like, what are you doing at night that's going to set you up for success for the next day? And of course, your morning routine is going to set you up for success for the day ahead of you. So there's going to be quite a few components that we're going to be covering, but having a sound nightly and morning routine helps set you up for success.
Both important parts of practical self-care, because our routines are a practical thing that we do every single day, but they're still a part of self-care.
Absolutely. So those are some good questions here, is what are you doing in your routines, and, you know, what are you getting out of your routines each and every day? Because if you have a morning routine and you just don't feel like you're getting much out of it, then what's the point?
Right.
Exactly. But a morning routine as well as a night routine can have its benefits and can help structure the day ahead of you. Rather than being reactive, you can be more proactive with the issues that may arise during your day. So let's go ahead and, like I said, we're going to cover more about that in session 40. 40. I cannot believe 40 episodes. Holy crap. But next week, we will cover more in depth on morning routines and night routines and how those two routines can set your day up for success. So let's go ahead and recap what we talked about. So for practical routines, we are looking at making a grocery list to help set you up for success for the week ahead of you. Meal prepping, planning on what you're going to be eating, and so that you don't have to go and grab something quick to eat somewhere that's not very healthy and doesn't provide a lot of nutrition.
Or a vending machine.
Exactly.
That's terrible.
Clean up your space and declutter. Consolidate the mess, and, you know, just so that you have everything all set up for success for you, especially when you work from home. Appointments, make sure that you do have your appointment set. Rather, if you're going to the doctor, dentist, eye doctor, wherever you go, and make sure you visit often so you can make sure that you're set up in a healthy state to serve those that are around you. fourth item is budget and money, making sure to understand what is a practical budget, how to manage your finances, and knowing where your finances are going. That's the big part there. And saving money for your future, and then the what if scenario. So just in case if you have car problems, or if, say, for example, you have this investment opportunity, you know, you have those disposable funds to float that. And then finally, routines. Setting up a strong morning routine as well as a nightly routine that's going to help set your day up for success.
These may seem like, well, duh, kind of obvious, but these are all aspects of self-care that I think that people realize and often get neglected that are really important to talk about.
And again, you know, you guys might be practicing these to a certain degree. But yet now listening to this show, I know after we did some research on this, it's like, you know, maybe we can work on building a better grocery list. Maybe we can plan our meals out a little bit more effectively and stagger that stuff out. So, you know, we're not eating out as often because we're trying to work on our overall health, lose weight, build muscle, and be more agile at the end of the week, you know, and cleaning declutter. You know, most of you guys are probably really good at that, but maybe you had that side project that you were thinking, like, you know, that closet's just filled with stuff, and maybe you're at your house and you're like, I can't even walk past that closet without, you know, having that, I need to clean it. Well, here's your opportunity, you know, get that closet clean, decluttered, and get things taken care of. All good points here. Hopefully you guys can go ahead, take these and practice and use them throughout your week. And like I said, tune in definitely next week as we talk about routines more in depth and how those routines can serve you better.
We would love to see pictures of you doing these certain types of self-care. It would be great. So if you want to send them to our direct messages, or if you want to post them on Instagram and tag us, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to see that. Go ahead. If you're on Instagram, you can tag me in it at Coach with Byron, so we can see that you guys are putting this advice into practice, because we're here to make your day and your life more efficient and more motivating. All right, friends, that is all the time we have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead and take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top, scroll all the way down, and leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press that follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and screenshot of this week's episode and post it on Instagram. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we greatly appreciate you. And we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care.